Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcast. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.
Left track.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity,
what you do?
It'll climb the tracks in university. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up climb the tracks in university. Climb the tracks,
Klein Attraction University, 250 million in revenue for coaches, consultants, and service providers all across the globe. And that number is growing as you listen to this. Want more clients, profit, freedom, and impact? Go to paidadplaybook.com.
If you're trying to grow your business and add diversity,
what you do?
Hit up Klein Attraction University. When it comes to getting clients, you face adversity. You need to hit up Klein Attraction University.
Paidadplaybook.com. That's PAID Playbook.com. Hey, what's up, my friend? Marquay Russell here. Welcome to this brand new episode of the School of Client Attraction. Super excited to have you here. So I want to share with you, a lot of people are, especially it's crazy because it's coaches, consultants, and service providers who are amazing at what they do, but they're hesitant to increase their prices. So in this interview, where in this episode, instead of me like going into strategies of how I've personally seen and helped other individuals increase their price and overcome this fear, we're just going to jump into an interview where I'm actually have my buddy Elroy from Canada share exactly how he was able to overcome this fear and start attracting $10,000 clients for his coaching business. So with no further ado, I'm going to stop rambling. Let's get right into it. Our president of communications, Rochelle, is going to interview him. And she's amazing at this, asking the right questions so you can take some actionable insights to apply into your business. So let's get into it.
Hey, everybody, it's Rochelle Shaw, Senior Director of Communications here at Client Attraction University, where we help service providers, coaches, and consultants change the game and increase their revenue by helping them attract clients. And today is my favorite day. I know I say that, but it truly is my favorite day of the week when I get to chat with some of our clients and talk to them about their business. Every single one of them have been so unique, but that's when you know that no business is different, right? We all need leads. We all need clients, and the Client Attraction University is there to help you. So everybody, welcome, welcome, welcome. Elroy White. Yay!
Thank you for having me.
I need to have my sound system so that it goes, yeah, which is fun. But Elroy, introduce yourself. Tell everybody what you do.
Well, my name is Elroy White. I'm a trucker at heart, and I basically help trucking companies improve their driver retention and actually help them find the driver that they're looking for. So that's basically what I do. And basically, I'm a mentor at heart. I'm also a student. So I'm always, you know, looking to get to another level. So that's it.
There we go. We like that. We like that. So tell me, you know, everybody comes in a different way, in a different journey of how they found Marquay. But before we get to that, why don't you tell me what your business looked like 2 years ago? You know, did you even have a business? Were you just driving? What did it look like then?
Well, I was actually driving, but I actually just started my new venture because, you know, I was basically, you know, in a position where I was giving a lot of value even to every company that I go to. So I decided, hey, you know what? I should start on my venture, my coaching and consulting business to help, you know, trucking companies, you know, get the drivers and help them reduce their turnovers. So that's basically what I was doing all of my journey and actually mentoring drivers, and they were benefiting from all my value. So I was like, man, why not, you know, start a venture and actually help a lot of companies because that's their main struggles and venture. And that's when I decided to just, you know, start my own business. And I know that I couldn't do it on my own. And that's why I actually reached out to Marquay and actually joined this program.
Wow. Well, so what was it though that made you say, I think I have a business here? Or were you totally unsure before you got here?
Well, I basically, like the way I look at it, it's like, you know, there's a lot of trucking companies out there who are actually struggling to find drivers, right? And they have a massive high turnover. So I decided, hey, you know, why not actually, you know, share my expertise with them and actually help them out? And man, it's been amazing so far, actually, you know, see what I could do to help, you know, trucking companies thrive and make a difference in their life.
Yeah. So was it that, did you always know you were an entrepreneur? So I say that I was like born an entrepreneur. Like I didn't like I had one job in my life and then I bought the company. Right. So I've always known that employment wasn't for me. What about you? Was that your thing?
Well, for me, you know, when I was growing up, you know, my family, they had a job. So I had that mentality of go getting a job too. I had no problem with that. Unless I have to love what I do, right? Mm-hmm. So I have this thing for driving. So I decided to become a trucker, and that's when it started. And along the way, I met a lot of entrepreneurs on the way, and I'm like, hey, this sounds very interesting. And since what I think it was 2014, I actually met up with a lot of business coaches and actually learned from them to see what their lifestyles are, and actually learn from them, you know, marketing and branding and all that kind of stuff. And that's when I start to see the lifestyle that I want myself and actually my future generation to have when they grow up. So that's why I got really attracted to that. So I believe I heart that I was born as an entrepreneur, but I didn't really see it because my parents and stuff had a job. So I believe that's what happened.
You know what? But I think there's a lot of people that are probably watching this that they felt the same way. Like, don't get me wrong. You know, my mom was like, wait a minute, we sent you to college. Like, we paid for you to go to UCLA. I'm going to need you to get a job. Right. And I was like, yeah, no, I don't think so. Like, that's not what I really wanted to do. But I was definitely attracted to not only the lifestyle, but I've always been kind of ornery. And so following somebody else's rules just did not make sense to me. So that's kind of how I got here. But so it started in around 2014. Did you have any failures, or did you just go straight through? Like what happened between 2014 and 2021 before we got to meet you?
Well, there was a lot of, I wouldn't say struggles, failures, but you know, I see like failures as in, you know, an opportunity to grow, right? Because we all make mistakes in life, and we have to learn from those mistakes, right? Yes. So I mean, I've tried a lot of business ventures online, and basically I wasn't that successful in it. And you know what, I just, you know, brush off myself and move on to the next and learn and take as much knowledge as I can, you know, to grow myself, because when I grow myself, I'll be able to impact other people's lives as well. So that was my thing, to just expand my mind and elevate myself so I can help others.
What a great mindset. Like, that's so important, because I think so many people, when they feel like they're less successful, they quit and say, you know, this isn't for me. But you battled this for 7 years before you saw this. So this is great to hear. I often say, you know, how you deal with failure determines if you ever get to deal with success. And you are just a living proof of that. You know, how you even looked at it as just a learning lesson, as a way to get better and to keep going, just shows why now, how this is all coming to fruition. So where did you find Markwell? Did you just find him online? Did you see an ad? How did you find us?
Well, actually, me and Marco was friends for a long time. And, you know, I didn't really get a chance to work with him, but you know what? I learned a lot from him, and, you know, we shared the same value, and, you know, we connected, and one day he had an event, and you know what? I'm like, hey, let's go to this event. And then, you know, he educated us, and, you know, it was really good what he delivered. And you know what, man, I was like, hey, let's give it a shot.
Yeah.
I got nothing to lose, man. A lot to gain from him, because he's awesome, man.
There you go. So what happened? So now tell us about the business. Tell us where you're at right now. If you don't want to share numbers, you don't have to. But, you know, just kind of tell us what's going on right now in the business.
Well, for me, man, like when I started, like I had no clue how to set this up. And, you know, the coaches and the mentors are so impactful in my business, because, you know what, they put all the system together and actually really helped me, you know, with all the scripts and all that kind of good stuff. And you know what? I actually worked with my last client, and man, it was a huge transformation for me to actually help him, because he even sent me messages like, you know what, I'm so glad that I found you to really help me, you know, find the drivers that I want and stuff like that. So that's what really actually gave me a drive to actually go do it even more, because I know people out there really need my help. So I'm out there, man, looking for any trucking company who need help to find the drivers they want and help improve their business. And that's where I'm at.
Yeah, that's awesome. So how did your client find you? Did they find you from your client attraction system? How did they find you?
Yes, they did. And it's through video. Very, very powerful. You know, I was a shy guy. I didn't really like, you know, to go on video.
Shut up. We can never tell that.
Yeah, no, before I started, I was shy. But you know, I just got in the groove of it. I know that video is one of the best things that could really build a relationship with your potential clients before they even come to you. So that's where he found me, on YouTube.
Oh, that's awesome. That's awesome. So then how did like that? I think everybody is, yeah, it's great when they find you, but how did that sales call first go? How did that enrollment call go? Were you super confident? Did you have to read the script? How did it go?
Are you talking about the first call I had, or?
Yeah. Or even from the client that bought from you, right? Like, were you at that point just really relaxed, or how many did you have before that? Like what happened?
Man, my first call doing this group, I know it was something different. Man, I was nervous. But I'm like, does this really work? But I'm like, you know what? I'm very coachable. So I'm like, you know what? Let's give it a shot. Let's follow the process and see what happens. And the first call I had was really good. It turned out really good. The gentleman, I guess like for him, it wasn't the right time at the moment, but you know, we still built a solid relationship. But that client that I had, I mean, the call went really smooth because I keep on practicing over and over, and that's when I become better, right? So yeah. I was just basically talking to him like my friend, right? It was my friend, and then he was very open to me, and you know, it's like we met each other for a long time, and that's what happened.
Sure. Well, you know, I think like a lot of coaches come to us a lot, but a lot of consultants, they think that their business is different, right? Like what you're doing with a long-term client, with a client where you really go in and change the way that their business works and really help them through the transformation. What would you say to other consultants? You know, first of all, how did that feel to have somebody come to you instead of you constantly pitching them?
Well, you know what, if your consultant or, you know, service provider are there and you think that, you know, your business is different, I believe like what Markwell and the CAU team has going on, I believe it doesn't matter what business that you have, you can actually learn something from them, because this group is so powerful and so impactful, you know, to my life and other people's life around here. Sometimes even when I'm feeling down, I just go in the group, man, and, you know, hang around for a bit and I'm all up again. So I believe you can actually learn something powerful that could actually help you to go to another level.
That's awesome. So how long did the client work with you?
That worked with me for approximately 6 months. No, sorry, 6 weeks.
Got it. So now when you go in, is it a different situation now? You know, you as an employee or the truck driver, right? When you were trying to give them advice, were they always open versus the one that finds you from your content, from your marketing that you're doing and comes to you? Is that a different person? Like, is that energy totally different?
Well, you know, when I started out, I had some fears and stuff. And that's when I came to the team and, you know, they fix that, right? So, I mean, for me as a driver, I had that belief to be like, hey, why would they listen to me? But then again, I thought to myself, man, I was doing this all along. Yeah. So why not go out there now and, you know, share my value with them? And most of them are open to listen to what I have to say. And the ones that are open, that's the one that I give the value to. And if they're not open, too bad. That's their loss, right?
Absolutely. You know, and I think that's where so many business owners get caught up in thinking that it needs to be everybody. They need to reach everybody instead of those that are open are going to be your easiest wins. Those are going to be the ones who really love you, who like you and who buy from you, you know, not the ones that you have to chase. So I like to tell people that we at CAU teach you how to not be in the convincing business, right? Because we're not in the convincing business. We believe that we're Harvard. just because you have the money to be here doesn't mean that you get to come. You know, it's like we have a full vetting system, but mainly because we want to make sure that it's a really good fit and that we can help you, right? We don't want you to come in and have unrealistic expectations about the work and about putting in the work. So what would you say, even during the program, during the process, there's lots of moving parts, but how was the workload? Was it too much? Was it just right? Was it easy peasy? What would you say it was?
For me, it was really, really simple because the person is coachable, because that's what I asked on the call. I mean, are you coachable? And if the person is not, then we're not a good fit, because if they're not coachable, they're going to make my life much, much harder, right? So that's my thing.
That's awesome, because who you say no to determines who you get to say yes to, too, right? You know, if you just say yes to every single person, you're going to hurry up and be burnt out and really, really frustrated. So that's not fun. That's not fun at all. So what's next for your business? Tell me all the good stuff that's coming up.
Man, for me, like I have this big vision. I've actually, you know, come up with like a truck driving school. So we could actually educate drivers the right way so they could go out there and get the job that they truly deserve. That's where my next plan is right now. And, you know, just going out there and making a difference in the lives of the trucking companies out there. And that's what I'm actually here for right now.
And changing the game. Well, we love that. We love that. Yeah. So I also, before people go away, I always ask everybody, all right, so if you had anything to say to Marquell, what would you say?
Man, that guy is a beast. He's a genius, man. You know what? He's just amazing. I mean, he just let it all out. He's very transparent. He's an amazing guy, you know, father, husband, and he's just incredible. And that's what I have to say to him, man. I appreciate him so much for just sharing his value and making an impact on other people's lives.
Sure. Because I think it's one of the things that is different about CAU than anywhere else. Is that it's not that it's the, not that the marketing isn't fantastic and the way we put the program together, that's great, but it's also just the values that he instills, so that, you know, he wants everybody to, you know, every quarter take a vacation with your family. Like, he's so serious about that. Not only, you know, for us, the folks that are on his team, but for everybody else, for the clients, he's like, look, this is what we want you to do. You know, we pray before every meeting, which is fantastic. You know, it's a totally different energy than anywhere else. So that's why I tell everybody, once you come in, like, you're part of the family and we don't let you go.
That's it. You're coming to stay for life.
Yes. CAU for life, right? For life. That's awesome. Awesome. Well, I just thank you so much for taking out the time out of your day to just share all of the good news and all the great stuff that you're doing for trucking, for the industry, for the employees, for the companies, and for other consultants that are out there that are kind of on the fence and thinking, I don't know if this will work for me. You just proved for every single person out there that no matter what, if you've got that fire in your belly, you just take action, because it'll all come true.
Yeah, definitely. You got to jump off that fence. Nothing great is going to happen on the fence. You got to take that leap of faith, right? Just do it.
Absolutely. So if you, while you're watching, are a consultant just like Elroy and really want to change the game, change everything for your life, go to paidadplaybook.com. That is P-A-I-D playbook.com, and go grab just the basic information so you can learn the SFM method and the 5x5x5 method so that you can learn how to change your own game. Thank you so much to Elroy. Thank you, everybody else. And we will see you soon.
What's the difference between you and mega successful coaches and consultants with a dream business? Simple, they're getting more leads than you are. What if there was a way to get 50 to 100 leads every single day like clockwork? Would you want it? Then go to www.getdailyclients.com to access our paid ad playbook that has brought in millions of leads for our clients over the years on complete autopilot.
Brooks. Brooklyn, Queens, the Bronx, Staten, and money-making Manhattan. You're listening to Bashani Radio App, the number one independent app for podcasts. Download for free for iPhone and Android at the App Store.